The U.S. economy is headed for a substantial slowdown this year, according to a new forecast from the Federal Reserve. But Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan suggested yesterday that consumers are likely to keep the economy from falling into recession. NPR's John Idstein reports.
After two dramatic interest rate cuts in January that suggested a central bank struggling to regain control of a faltering economy, Chairman Greenspan offered some reassurance in testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday.
The exceptional weakness so evident in a number of economic indicators toward the end of last year apparently did not continue in January. Although consumer confidence has fallen, at least for now it remains at a level that in the past was consistent with economic growth.
A report on January retail sales from the Commerce Department yesterday supported Greenspan's view. It found consumer spending rose 0.7% last month, the largest increase since September. The Fed chairman said central bank policymakers continue to be most concerned about the possibility that the economy will weaken further. But at present, he said, the economy is not in recession. Greenspan said Fed officials believe the economy will continue to grow this year at a rate of around 2 to 2.5%. That's a significant slowdown from the booming growth of recent years and could push unemployment up to 4.5% from around 4% last year. But inflation will likely fall to a very tame 2%, according to the central bank forecasters. As for the longer term, Greenspan says he remains convinced the health of the U.S. economy is undiminished.
By any measure that I can see, we are only partway through one of these most remarkable periods of technological advance, which is crucial to productivity growth and indeed to all of the deliberations we are having with respect to the budget.
The benefit for the federal budget is ballooning surpluses, which Greenspan said just a few weeks ago make a tax cut possible and even advisable. That statement delighted Republicans and caused dismay among Democrats, who thought Greenspan had abandoned the fight to reduce the debt. Greenspan tried to avoid the tax cut debate yesterday and said he supports no particular tax cut plan, but he reaffirmed his view that across-the-board rate cuts, which are at the heart of President Bush's plan, are the most beneficial economically. He said a tax cut was unlikely to help head off a recession, but the chairman said it could be beneficial to have a tax cut in place if a recession dragged on, which he says is a low probability event. Greenspan did reassert his long-running position that the most important use of surpluses is to pay down the national debt. That was comforting to Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut.
I thank you once again for reiterating what you have now on two or three occasions this morning, this afternoon, about that the primary goal is still to get that national debt down to zero.
As absolutely. I have not changed my view in the slightest. My
no, I know you haven't.
Basically, as soon as we can get it to zero, the better, and the great advantages that we've achieved as a consequence of that over the years have been really quite remarkable.
I agree with that. As I said earlier, I could not think of a better gift that we could give to a younger generation.
Greenspan also said again that tax cuts and spending increases should ideally be contingent on reaching debt reduction targets. John Idstein, NPR News, Washington.